Hello?
Oh, hey, Jenny.
Oh, hi, Ryan. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, I've really, really missed you, you know. I can't wait to see you. My mom's got the turkey in the oven and all that. The family's coming over, but we can totally get caught up for some quality time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds great.
So tell me about all that university life stuff. You know, you leave the good old hometown, move to the big city. What's it been like?
You know, like, living in residence is so amazing, and, like, I totally love my roommate, and we get along so well, and we've met tons of really cool people.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
Well, okay, like, there's a bunch of us girls, and we, like, hit the bars every week, and, you know, we, like, dance up a storm and drink, and, like, they all have these different ideas and thoughts on God and religion and life, and then there's this one guy. His name's Jeff. He's really cool.
Jeff, eh? Like, Jeff who?
Ryan, we have to talk.
It's a phenomenon that rears its ugly head every Thanksgiving. Oh, your boyfriend or your girlfriend left home about a month ago to go away to school. Oh, you miss them terribly. I know, but don't worry, because they're going to be back in your arms at Thanksgiving. And then that's when it happens. They say, oh, you know, things have changed. I've met someone new. It's over. That is the turkey dump. You're listening to Ontario This Week. I am your podcast turkey, Michael Bardwaj. I'm coming to you live from Cubicle 209 at CBC Ottawa. Okay, so you're going to have to avert your eyes for a second because I'm going to put my microphone down because I got to get into my covert operations gear. All right, one sec. Just let me you're not peeking, are you? Cuz this is secret. This is secret spy stuff. You know, no peeking. You're just and all of a sudden kablammo. I've disappeared. You and I are about to go hunting for the elusive turkey dump.
Well, think about it.
You go away to school for, what is it, a month between the start of school and Thanksgiving. And in that time, you meet all these new people and you get all excited about your new social situation. So when you go back home to see your parents and everybody who lives there at Thanksgiving, and you've moved on socially and, like, you've been thinking about all these other people and not the one who you're supposed to be down with at home, you end up going back and you're like, you know what? I can't handle this anymore. I want to move on. It's easier to have sex with somebody who lives in the same neighborhood as you.
Has this ever happened to you?
No.
You've never been turkey dumped?
Not personally, no.
You've never turkey dumped?
I've had no involvement with turkey dumping in my life.
Could you see yourself turkey dumping?
No. I think I would be a little more... I'd keep my perspective a little more open towards a long-distance relationship.
Uh-huh. Right. Perspective. And long-distance relationships? Mm-hmm. Well, what about you, friend of Mr. Perspective? What do you think about the turkey dump?
It's cruel. You go home to enjoy time with your friends and family, and you get your heart broken. It's horrible.
Over gravy and mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Well, that's like comfort food, so maybe that's a good idea.
Now, you've never turkey dumped, have you?
No.
Have you ever dumped around any holiday?
Christmas time? But... that didn't really count. It was his birthday. He asked me. I couldn't say no. The day after happened to be Christmas Eve, and I just thought, that's just too mean. I'm going to have to let him know.
Oh, man. Okay, the turkey dump might be horrible. I know. But the Christmas dump? I mean, that's just mean. Okay, focus, Michael. You're hunting the turkey dump. Mystery meat is on the menu in the cafeteria. I don't know. Maybe it's turkey? You know, maybe I've got to rethink this. I mean, what's so bad about breaking up at Thanksgiving anyways? If your Titanic of a relationship is sinking, why not cut a tiny little love boat loose and sail away? What is so harsh about the turkey dump?
Part of the reason that it's so harsh is that everyone who goes into the situation of going away to school from high school in a relationship is, like, extremely optimistic, I think, and none of them think it will happen to them. So when it does happen... it just seems like the biggest turnaround and letdown and reversal of situations. They're not even necessarily dumping their boyfriend or girlfriend for for another person. It's just they don't want the shackles anymore.
Well, I guess that makes sense. 1 point for the anti-turkey dumpers. But what about those in favor of the turkey dump?
Well, I don't know. Before you get married, before you get older, you want to experience a lot of things. You want to experience different relationships and different people. And so you can't just assume you can stay with the same person unless, you know, it's pretty special.
Could you ever see yourself turkey dumping?
Oh my God, no.
Why not?
Because I love my boyfriend a lot. I wouldn't dump him. I think it's people in Rez who turkey dump. Yeah, go to Rez.
Of course. All right. Rez life. Those all-night parties, those sloppy, drunken hookups. It's a cesspool of throbbing, pulsing, vibrating teenage hormones. I love it. Aha! Look over there. 2 students just walked out of their dorm. Oh, I don't know. They kind of look a bit pasty, but I bet one of them is going to get dumped this weekend. Hello, my name is Michael. Nice to meet you. Oh, are you enjoying Rez life? Oh, great, that sounds wonderful. What was that? Oh, it's tough because you miss your boyfriend back home. You've been arguing on the phone? Really? About what?
We started arguing over my lab partner. Yeah, he kind of freaked out because I got paired up with a guy, right, who I had, like, never met before in my life, and, like, he happened to be in line behind me, and, like, when I told him that my lab partner was a guy, he's like, why is he your lab partner? Why weren't you with the girl, and why didn't you tell me, like, right away and all this stuff? And I was like, okay, calm down. Like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
How does that make you feel?
It kind of bugs me a little bit just because kind of makes me feel like he can't trust me. And then on the other hand, like, I know that it's making him more comfortable, so I've kind of put up with it. I just don't know how long I'll be able to, sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Because you've met a lot of people.
Yeah, there has been the fair share of people to meet here.
Any guys in particular that have caught your interest?
My next door neighbor, actually, kind of. Yeah, but we've kind of put together a no hooking up on the floor rule just because that can get really messy. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still a little bit tempted.
Are you going to be a turkey dumper, or do you think you're going to be a turkey dumpy?
I know I'm not going to be a dumper, so I guess I can only keep my fingers crossed that I'm not going to be a turkey dumpy.
But you're close.
Maybe. I hope not.
You could totally hear the temptation there. I've got my money on that one. She's definitely going to be turkey dumping this weekend. You're listening to Ontario This Week. I am Michael Bardwaj, and yes, I too have been turkey dumped. Well, actually, it was more of a pre-turkey dump dump. I was with someone. I was promised a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner, the family, the roasting turkey dripping in its own fatty juices, surrounded by orange and white mash. Oh, it was going to be brilliant. People are going to be wearing, you know, black turtlenecks, sipping their glasses of wine. And then, you know, we'd dip into the pumpkin pie. But it was never going to happen. Because I was dumped. And I gotta tell you, kids, it was a bad, bad scene. I ended up going home to my parents' place, and I sulked through my own Thanksgiving dinner, crying these sad, bitter, lost and lonely tears into this overboiled mash that it was served. So what about you? Have you ever been turkey dumped before? Send me an email with your turkey dump dilemmas, and I'm sure that we will help out. You can write to Ontario This Week at cbc.ca. Oh, I gotta get this. Hold on a second. CBC Radio, Michael here. Can you hold? Okay, great. If you've enjoyed this podcast, set your radio dial to CBC Radio 1. Every day we tell stories from all across the province. You can catch us in Ottawa on 91.5 FM, 99.9 in Sudbury, 105.1 in Pickle Lake, and in Windsor, check out 1550 on your AM dial. To find out more about the Mother Corpse podcast, go to cbc.ca/podcasting. Thanks for listening to the show. Y'all come back next week here because it's going to be a great time, all right? Anyways, back to work. Yeah, hi, I've been trying to get in touch with you all day long. Okay, thanks, bye. Gosh.